Okay. Run. As a Gabbai Svarim, maybe you could decide to either repair this or get rid of it.
Is it repaired or?
Yes, another.
Okay. I'll just do surgery.
I don't really care either. Okay, Rabosai. When we, I think we left off yesterday, we were discussing the Me'iri, meaning this is a very, very fundamental sugya, our sugya, when it comes to the Chakira about the nature of Hekdesh. I see every few days that passes by, I find more Achronim who say, I haven't found any Shonim who say like the Me'iri, but I find more Achronim who say like the Me'iri. The Chazon Ish, I said, was very convinced like the Me'iri, and even wants to say that the other Rishonim really agree with him, or at least, still disagree with him. The question of why Hekdesh is not batel, do you look at Hekdesh as mamonos, or do you look at Hekdesh as an iser? And we discussed we threw out a whole bunch of afkaminas. What did we mention last time? We mentioned our issue, of course, of batel. We mentioned the issue of maybe Eid Echad, of the Shif Shmaitzas, and we mentioned the issue of Safek. Right, which was the Ran and the Shita Nodalami. And we mentioned the Yerushalmi. Right, did we discuss the Yerushalmi on the Sheik? Right, the Yerushalmi. And we mentioned the Meirin Bava Kamma, and Reb Chaim, similar to that, right, the whole issue of Pigra and Chov, the Meirin Bava Kamma, the Shitase, and Reb Chaim, who was very, very convinced of this. Of this derech that Hekdesh is basically about being mamon of Gavoa, and therefore if you have a mamon of Sukkos, that's how we explain that again, if not for Gzeres Sukkos, the Poland could eat. I mentioned also that, I think now I'm just going to sort of throw out a bunch of other nafkaminas out, going through all the sugyas properly, just because, we've illustrated the basic point, and I'll just, you could go on for years. But I'll just mention some other issues that come up that have to do with this. Number one is the discussion, Machlokas Tosfos and the Ramban, of, I think I mentioned this in Tanakh Reb Chaim, like, if I rent your house and you're makdish it, do I still have the right to live there or not? Also, it could be a similar issue. On the one hand, I have the mother's right, but it could be lav dafka. Right, so I'll just throw out some other issues that tie into this. Which is, without getting into them, if you learn Bava Kamma, there's a machlokes rishonim, although we'll see in a moment, the issue is, what about the process of hakdasha? Does hakdasha count as a mechila? So, is hakdasha considered a mechira? This comes up in a few contexts. Number one, chiyav Dalav Vehei, right? Are you Chayv Dalav Vehei for being Makdish, right? It's actually a stira between two Gemaras in 7th paragraph of Bava Kamma. One Gemara says that I'm not Chayv Dalav Vehei for being Makdish because it's still mine, so I haven't sold it. The other Gemara says that I am Chayv Dalav Vehei for being Makdish because what do you mean? I've sold it to Hashem. So it's a stira between Dafai and Vav and Dafai and Tess and Bava Kamma. It's Machlokas, at least Gersos and the Rif, and some Rishonim had a Paskin. So the question again, if Hekdesh is basically about Mamon Hekdesh, then when I'm Makdish something, that's a way of being Mochert. So I'm Mochert to a Gavoa instead of the head yoke. But if it's basically an Isser, then maybe when I'm Makdish it, I wasn't really Mochert. And similarly, the whole issue of Shino Rishus. Right, if you know a little about Bava Kamma, I'm sure we all know a little about Bava Kamma, at least. Right, if I steal something, then I have to give it back, but if I'm Kona Vashinoi, well, okay, if I'm Kona, then I don't have to give it back. We Paskin Yeyosh is not Kona, but Yeyosh and Shino Rishus is Kona. So the Ramban and the Mochamas and Bava Kamma is two deos about whether, for sure, if I'm makdish something, that's a shinoi Hashem. But whether it's a shinoi rishos if I'm makdish something, the Ramban is two deos, is that a shinoi rishos because I was makdish there? No, it's a shinoi Hashem. It has a new chalos, but it's not a shinoi rishos. And this is the Yerushalmi discusses via lemasros. Right? We know that unlike what we learn in kindergarten, where we learn that after Gemar Malacha, food becomes tevel and sausage without shumas or maestros. Really, if you ma'ayim in the Gemara's in the Beitza, or the Mishnayos in maestros, or the Rambam Hilchos Meiser, if you really, only if one of six things happens after Gvar Malacha is it Nikba L'Maisros. One of those things is Mechira, or perhaps potential Mechira. So if I'm Makdash something, does that count as a Mechira? In which case, once something is sold, it's now Nikba L'Maisros. Now I can't eat without Rosh Trumas or Maisros. You know, so I'm Makdash something, I pulled it, obviously, because I didn't eat it when it was Hekdash. I'm Makdash opposed, is that a Mechira? And therefore, since Mechira is Kovela Maisros, that wasn't a Mechira, that was a change in Isser status. And a change in Isser status is not Kovela Maisros. The Yerushalmi discusses this in Maisros. We Paskin, this is the Yerushalmi that was on the sheet in the beginning of Maisros, that Hekdash is only Pater from Maisros if it was Hekdash at the time of Gemar Malacha, or at the time when it grew. If it was just Hekdash for a few minutes in between, that is not a Ptur. Okay, so this is basically where we left off. The question of what is the nature of Hekdash, which really comes out of the Meiri and the Tosus near the Rishonin in our Sugya. The parallel, sort of what, you know, parallel Chakira to this, which, you know, could be the same thing in different words, although perhaps I'll be colleague, is what's the nature of Meila. Right? The classic Hakira is Me'ila a form of Gezel? Right? Is Me'ila an Isser Gezel? Or is Me'ila an Isser Hanav, that's a Mizayin of Hekdash, Minena from Hekdash, right? Is a classic Hakira in the Achronim, which, you know, comes out of what the nature of Hekdash is, right? If the nature of Hekdash you view as purely Mominous, then Me'ila is obviously an Isser Gezel. The nature of Hekdash is not Mamnistic at all. The Me'ila is just in the realm of Yisurei Hana'ah. If maybe Hekdash has both in the end, then Me'ila is still an open question. And this is and as I pointed out, we're looking and I've seen all the sort of very modern day Lamdanim say perhaps there's something in between, which you mentioned earlier. I'm not going to chazer everything you mentioned earlier, which is the idea of Shinoi. You know, from its purpose. Not necessarily gezel, as in stealing something, but diverting something to an improper purpose, which is somewhere in between. We call it shinoi from the ud, which means it's destiny or purpose. What are the classic nafkaminas of this chakira? So we mentioned, well, before we get the classic nafkaminas, seems to be two deus increases, this chakira. It seems the Mufurish Gemara increases us with which has two opinions about this, because the Gemara in Yud Ches Amud Beis says I have to find it. Give me a second. Here we are. Okay, the Gemara in Yud Ches Amud Beis has a problem. We know Yom Kippur is mechaper for aveiros that you're not chayv a korban on, but the Gemara says if you moel and half a pruta now and half a pruta years later, you're chayv. So where's the kasha? Well, why wasn't Yom Kippur Mechaper in between, right? That's the Gemara's Kasha. Krisos, Yud Ches Amud Beis, 18b. The Gemara asks, and then, Neh, Achal Yom, Neh, Neh, Lamachar, Neh, Yom, Achal Lamachar, Filim, Itan, Biat, Sholo, Shon, and Mishnayin, and Starfim, Zem, Zeth, Amon, Tim, Omal, Reboy. A Reboy is Tim, Omal, that it's been starring even after a long time. But the example is 3 years. After 3 years, Yom Kippur has to pass. So why wasn't Yom Kippur Mechaper? So there are two deos. The first deos says, "Mamai Kippur le Yom Kippur, Amri ki Mechaper Yom Kippur Mali Sura al Mamona lo Mechaper." That is a very, very explicit answer in the Gemara. You reason Yom Kippur is not Mechaper for your half fruit of Mila is because Yom Kippur is not Mechaper for Mamon, and here we're dealing with Mamon, not Isser. That is very explicit that at least one day increases holds that Mila is about Mamon, not Isser, which again, the way Reb Chaim likes to say, Reb Chaim is very, very, actually, he, I'll ask some questions, that's what I'm going to say, very stark, but he definitely likes the tzad that it's an Isser Gezel, and he doesn't bring this quote, but I thought it was a nice raya that I saw in the other Achronim that ki mechaper yom kippur al yisur al mamona lo mechaper. The boys aim ki mechaper yom kippur al kuli shir al pagid shir lo mechaper. The second verse is more neutral. Yom kippur is not mechaper in chatzis shir. Okay, general rule, Yom kippur is not mechaper in chatzis shir. So the second answer could say, no, we're dealing with yisurim. But in the realm of Yisurim, Yom Kippur is not Mechaper and Chatzis Shir. But the first answer clearly holds, right? So basically, if you're looking at Krisus, Yud Chesam and Bey, the first answer clearly holds, right? Why is Yom Kippur not Mechaper? So it says, yeah, because Mamona, everyone agrees Yom Kippur is not Mechaper and Mamona. If I owe you a dollar, Yom Kippur is Mechaper? Havada, not push it. As opposed to the second answer, which says Chatzishir, yeah, could be that this is in the realm of Yisurim. But, it could be this is in the realm of Yisurim, but since only Chatzishir, Yom Kippur is not Mechaper, but at least one line, Kris Yuchesim Bey, is again not all the modern day Svarim bring down this line. But I think it's really the most beforeish line in Shas. Says that it's Mamona, not Isur, and that's why Yom Kippur is not Mechaper. But it could be that the Yibayis Eima, that's goofy why the Yibayis Eima gives a different answer, because that assumption is not so pashut. We mentioned a little earlier, and well, what would another Nafkamina be, whether Me'ilah was an Isur Gezel or an Isur Anah? Exactly, what did we mention earlier? That we saw there was a Machlokes Rishonim about Shalokader Hanasan. Right? And we suggested, right, that what about Shalom Kederech Hanasan? So we suggested that that Machlokas Rishonim might be totally on this Chakira. If you're talking about Gezel, then it's hard to have a Heter Shalom Kederech Hanasan. Who cares whether I'm using it the normal way or not the normal way? If I'm stealing, I'm stealing. So then it should be Asr Shalom Kederech Hanasan. But if you're talking about an Isr Hanah, then maybe you could say, well, an Isr Hanah, it only counts if you do something that's really within the normal categories. That's considered to be using it. Something weird really doesn't count. So it could be that that you could have a Heter Shalom Kederech Hanasan like Tosla suggests. But if you're talking about a Gezel, it's hard to imagine why there'd be a Heter Shalom Kederech Hanasan. Some of the other nafkaminas that the Achronim suggest, I mean, again, this whole could be a Masechet, actually, not could be, it is a Masechet Shlema. But some of the other classic nafkaminas that the Achronim suggest, the Ashman Daraisim brings up a very fascinating question. He says, what about Goy? Right? The Ashman Daraisim, Simon Gimel, has an Arichas about this, says, if it's Gezel, then Goy is Muzer. It's one of the Shemites of Zeninoach. But if it's not Mitam Gezel, then a Goy should not be Muzer on it. He wants to have a Diyuk that a Goy is not Muzer on Me'ilah. Not so clear that Diyuk is correct. Is Mukhrach, rather. You could look there. But again, if it's Mitam Gezel, then it makes a lot of sense that a Goy should have an Isser Me'ilah like a Jew. That doesn't mean he brings a Karba necessarily, but maybe it means he gets killed, right? But he should have an Isser Me'ilah and have a Chiyuk B'Diyavid like a Jew. If you say that... if you say that it's not mitam gezel, because it's not real bailus, then a goy should not, that it's an isra no, a goy should not necessarily be an isra mila. Could be coincidentally that he might be stealing from someone anyway. You'd have to ask, maybe he's stealing someone's rights, you know, but he should not necessarily be usher in everything that's considered mila. Another classic nafkamina of this lachora should be, or might be, Rabbi Kiva Eger. We mentioned this show Rabbi Kiva Eger once. What's the shir of Yisrei Hanan in Kol Tarkula? What's the shir v'isurei hanah kol torah kula? Shir v'isurei hanah b'chol ha-torah kula. So, is Me'ilah a valid proof of what the shir hanah is by chol ha-torah kula? It depends, right? So, basically, in the Achronim, like, you see them go backwards. They say, look, it's shavah proof to like the isurei hanah kol torah kula, so Me'ilah is an isurei hanah. Or Chaim says, well, obviously, isurei hanah kol torah kula has nothing to do with prutas, because what is a pruta, a measure of isurei hanah? Therefore, we see that Me'ilah is an Isser Gezel. But they like them, and they're saying that if Me'ilah is an Isser Hanah, then it's Pashut, that Kol Tor Kula, the Shir of Isser Hanah, Shavar Pruta. Because Me'ilah is an Isser Hanah, it's Shavar Pruta. That proves that the Shir of Hanah and Kol Tor Kula is Pruta. But if Me'ilah is an Isser Gezel, then that doesn't prove anything about Kol Tor Kula. Then, I would probably say the Isser Hanah and Kol Tor Kula is a Kazayas. I don't know what I would say. But certainly, if Me'ilah is an Isser Hana'ah, then it's a valid model for Kol HaTorah Kula. After all, why should Orlan Klai Karen Basu B'Cholov and Avodah Zarah be any different from Me'ilah? But if Me'ilah is an Isser Gezel, then of course Orlan Klai Karen and Avodah Zarah and Basu B'Cholov should be different from Me'ilah. Truth is the shear of Gedda, like we know all over Bava Kama and Bava Metzia. And the shear of Hamilah should be something else. What should it be? I don't know. Maybe you'll still end up saying the truth. Maybe Kazayas, maybe you'll make up something else. The only other candidate in the acronym is a Kazayas. But that might be a nafgamina. The Reb Chaim says in the piece in Hilchos Me'ila Perek Ches, Reb Chaim suggests that nafgamina might be for the Gemara in I'm not convinced it's Mokra, but the Gemara in the beginning of the second Perek of Kedushin says even if you hold the Shleich L'Dvar Aveira, not for Isra Hanah. Right? When I tell you go Ba'olas Ha'erva or go Ichelev, there's no Shlichos. So it comes down now, Hanah, whoever gets the Hanah is Chayev. There's no Shlichos. Meaning if there's Shlichos Varveira, then there's Shlichos for murder and for theft and for Hezek. If I send you to kill someone, I'm Chayev. If I send you to steal, I'm Chayev. If I send you to burn someone's house, then I'm Chayev. But if I send you to be Ba'ol Ha'erva or to eat cheeseburgers, then you're Chayev. So Rav Chaim wanted to say that what about the case of the shliach being nene? What about the case of the shliach being nene? If the shliach is nene, who should do the me'ila? So Rav Chaim wanted to say that, although, you know, there's a lot of assumption in here, but Rav Chaim would say if it's an Isser Gezel, then the mishaleach was ma'al. But if it's an Isra Hanah, then the Shliach was Mal. And he wanted to suggest that that is a Machlokas Rishonim, because the Rambam, he thinks it's very clear that Shaleach is Mal. Why? Because it's not a point you got Hanah. That's just a way, eating Hektish, not a way of getting Hanah. Coincidentally, you get Hanah, but it's a way of gozzling, because you've swallowed it and now it's gone. While Tosos seem to assume, or Flipstein already mentioned this, that Tosa at least leans towards assuming that the Shliach is Ma'al, because if it's really Usr, Mitam, and Isra Hanah, if it's really Usr as an Isra Hanah, then there's a rule that an Isra Hanah, Lo Matzinu Zainan of Zemeshayev, like it says, Mem Gimel Be Amen Aleph, I meant in Kiddushin.
Even if the Gezel is done through Hanah?
Correct. Even if the Gezel is done through Hanah, that's one of the things you could question. But the simplest shot would be with Rav Chaim, that even if the Hekintimtz is the Hanah, but if the Isser is not Hanah, then there should be a Shliach Lidvar Vigra. Again, that's the question. What about in Stam? If I send you to eat his things without permission, who's Chayim? So he seems to be assuming that I'm Chayim, because that's within the realm of Gezling, the Hekintimtz is Hanah. But you're right, that's why I said this Rav Chaim has a lot of assumptions within it. You know, obviously Rav Chaim knows how to make reasonable assumptions. But one issue which is going to come up two block later, so I will just, you know, I will mention this comes up later. Everything, some things have come up beforehand. This is the main issue that comes up later, is what about the nature of Tashlumi Me'ila? Right? It's not mukhrach that the nature of Tashlumi Me'ila has to correspond to the nature of the Isser Me'ila, but it's common sense that whatever the Isser is, you'd think the punishment should fit the crime. And what are the two options as to the nature of Tashlumi Me'ila? What kind of tashlumin would this be? What would you think? Right? So, all of this is a big machlokes rishonim. I'm not going to give you the makoros because we'll see them later. We will see the makoros later on daf chav tes, li neder. But if it's an iser gezel, then the achronim assume that it would be tashlumei mamon. I'm not talking about the Chomesh. The Chomesh is obviously a kapara, right? I'm talking about the Keren, right? Tashlumei Me'ila, the Keren. So the Keren would be the money I owe. It would be Tashlumei Zeila, right? Tashlumei Zeila, right? The money I owe. But if you look at his more Yisra Hanah, then you would say that the Keren is the kapara. It goes with the Chomesh and the Asham. And this is a big Machlok Shvishonim. Is Tashlumei Hektish a kapara? Or is it a chov, right? Is it a kapara, or is it a, let's even call it chov? Many, many nafkaminas. One that gets dealt with a little later by us is in the Achronim is Kimlu Drab Minei, which does not pater you from Kaparas, but does pater you from Chovos. So that's also a potential nafkamina, but again, we'll get back to him. We'll see this a little later. Now, it's possible to say, just by way of, you know, again, I apologize, but I, you know, I normally don't like to just say a lot of lumbus outside, but I think we need some sort of basics here, and it comes up about the parak, and this is a good place for it. And then we'll have some basic ideas about Me'ilah. It's possible that there's more than one aspect, that there is some sort of Tzvei Dinim. Either Tzvei Dinim and Me'ilah, let's start with Tzvei Dinim. It could be that I think there are four very, very important things to mention about the possibility, three of which I actually have a mucker for, about the possibility of Tzvei Dinim. Number one, A, is, and this Rav Lichtenstein I think mentioned, there may be a difference within Me'ilah. Well, not really within Me'ilah, but maybe there's a difference between the Isser Me'ilah, or the Isser Me'ilah, and the Chiyuv Me'ilah. In what way? This Rav Lichtenstein already hinted at. And what would make us think that there's a difference between the Isser Me'ilah and the Chiyuv Me'ilah? Because the Chi of Me'ilah is, in language, very similar to, as our listening pointed out, what is the Chi of Me'ilah expressed very similarly to? Gzela. To Gzela, right? Asha Me'ilos, Asham Gzelos, both Asham Kerv Chomesh, both the Lashon of Kisimol Ma'al, right? Nefesh Kisimol Ma'al v'chatzav v'shev gav, Nefesh Kisimol Ma'al v'Hashem v'chichesh v'amiso, etc. So it could be that the Chi of Me'ilah, meaning the Keren Chomesh v'Asham, is mitam Gezel. Then you have to ask, but what's the lav of Me'ilah? How do we know there's a lav of Me'ilah? Because the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that that Me'ilah was mezid is chayav malchus according to Acham as a regular azhara, and chayav misavid shemayim according to Rebbe as an azhara with a chayav misavid shemayim. So obviously there's an azhara of Me'ilah. What the makar of the azhara of Me'ilah? So as Rav Lichtenstein mentioned, I'm not going to repeat everything. Nobody really knows, or rather everybody knows. But all the candidates are Lo sucha lechol b'sharecha in the Rambam, or the Ravid, he bisrumas hakadoshim lo sochal, or chit chit mitruma, where it says kol zar lo yochal kodesh, or like the Rashi in the Sefer Paradis, I think we said zar lo yochal ki kodeshim. Basically, they're all lashonos of isuri achila, which we know, certainly the way we paskin, and in any case, close enough according to Chizkiah, is a lashon of Hanoah. So it could be that the Isser is mitam Isser Hanoah, but the Chiyuv is mitam Gezel, and therefore there'd be nafkamina between what's Usser to do and what you are Chayav for doing.
It's strange to make a mutual exclusive like this. If there really is a Chiyuv Me'ilah for Gezel, then why would there also be an Isser? Meaning, if you're
chayav
for a
gezel,
if you're
doing
Me'ilah, then why would it be
usher? I mean, why can't the azhar just be lo sigzel?
You could have both, meaning it's both usher and it's usher because of both, and you're chayav because of both. It doesn't really make so much sense to say you're usher because of one and you're chayav because of the other.
Unless the sort of azhar l'chachila Me'ilah and the chivri of Me'ilah are coincidentally two different things that we call Me'ilah. Or you could say, and here, you know, if we're doing each of the sigzel itself, we go there every possibility, you could say there's an azhar on both. Maybe there's two different reasons why it's Usser.
In a regular case of Zela, so the Isser is because of Zela, so it should be here as well.
Right. If you want to extend the Isser of Zela to Gavoa, which maybe you, in terms of the Azhar, maybe you could. Maybe you could. I mean, assume the Isser of Gezel applies, even if it's not Rei.
There's a lot of different rules. You don't want to tack it onto another Isser that we already have rules for.
Correct. That's why I'll leave this as an open question for now. I'll just point out what is an attractive. Where might you find a mucker for this idea, which I've not found so explicitly in the Achronim or in the Rishonim, but we know that there's machlokas that kol mar v'reach ein bahem mishum meila. Is a machlokas that there's still an isser daraisa or not? Why would there be an Isser D'Oraisa without Me'ilah? Meaning, why would there be an Isser D'Oraisa without Me'ilah and Kol Marv HaReach? that would make a lot of sense if you said that the Isser is Hana, it's still Hana. Yeah, but the Chiv is Mishdela. How can you call Komar Vareach Gezel? Right? Komar Vareach can't be Gezel. How can that be Gezel? If I look at something or listen to it or smell it, now if I want them to stretch, I can turn it into Gezel. But in common sense, it's hard to call that Gezel. So maybe you could say that. Maybe you could say that the Nafkamina is, what about, you know, Kol Mar Vareach? If I asked you, I didn't tell you anything about Shas, right? I just, you know, I don't know, your name is, Jim O'Brien, and I wake you up in the middle of the night one night, and I say, Kol Mar Vareach. Is that being Nene from something? And you're like, sure, tremendous Hana. I say, Kol Mar Vareach, is that stealing? You're like, what are you talking about stealing? It's sitting there minding its own business. The smell is there anyway. The sound is there anyway. The light waves are there anyway. You know, I haven't stolen anything. So that could be, right, if there's two Manda Amrim, right, Le Manda Amar, that it's Potter Mi Me'ila, but it's still Aser Min HaTorah. Why would it be Aser Min HaTorah Potter Me'ila? Because the Ilav is based on Lo Sucha Lecho, is based on the Nene, you were Nene. But the Chiyuv is based on stealing, and you didn't steal anything.
But isn't the point of Kol Mar Vareach that it's not considered real Hana? Yeah, I thought that. I'm trying to look, but
no, that was, we brought that 2 days, right? The Prima Gadol brought machlokes about that. There are other recourse on that also. The one shot in the Gemara is that it's not Rosh HaDarais at all. Right? If it's not Rosh HaDarais at all, then there's nothing to talk about. Right? But what? Oh, Givaldi. Yeah.
Isn't there an evil before you ask?
Even the, isn't there Me'ila on Reach before Nasa's Mitzvah? So that is simple shot of the Gemara and the Rambam, even though, I think that's all we mentioned at the time. So maybe restricted to Kol and Mara, why would there be a difference? Unless it's because Reach has Mamish, so then maybe Reach, you could gazel the Reach, even though it's the kind of thing which most people are mochel on. So we'll put Reach in parentheses. But there's also in the Achronim, have a lot of chilukim about this. I saw more than one Achron wanted to say that the case of Reach, which has Me'ila, is only if you burn it, which might change things. But, and here I will say something that is a little radical. Which is, and you'll tell me if I said that last time also. The Tosos who says that Me'ila is okay Shalokaderach, Tosos who says that, you know, Me'ila is okay Shalokaderach Nasan, and that's the base of the Heter Tzilo Shalheichal, maybe you could say, if you're willing to say, and this is not the only Shana Soya, that Tzel is like Komar Vareach, maybe he only meant to be Matur Shalokaderach Nasan, on the Isser side, if you actually gobbled something, then there'd be no Heter of Shalom Derech Hanasan. So maybe you could say, for Rashi and Tosos and etc., that that actual Dover Sheyesh Bo Mamish has no heter of Shalokaderach Hanasan. They didn't mean to give a heter for actual Gzela Shalokaderach Hanasan, only Dover She'ein Bo Mamish is Mutter if it's Shalokaderach Hanasan.
You said something similar from the Achiezer.
What?
You said something similar from the Achiezer. It depends if you touched it or not.
Correct. So, this is the idea of the Achiezer. Correct. That's, I did quote it. This is the Achiezer idea. This is basically similar to the Achiezer idea, that maybe there's basically two tracks. He might be saying two tracks in Me'ila. But if I'm talking about the Gezel, that's also, you should look at the Archanasan. And that's when I actually take something, right? But if I'm talking about the Lav without a Chi of Me'ila, if I'm talking about just on being Nene, again, I don't know if he meant the Chalos and the Lav and the Chi of, or just two types of Me'ila, which we'll come back to. I know, he actually meant something else, but it fits, this is like the Achiezer, correct? then you could say that our Gemara was never discussing actual Me'ilah, meaning the Chi of Me'ilah. Our Gemara was just discussing the Azhara of Me'ilah, and that's because our Gemara is all about Dvar Shein Bo Mamish, that you can't really steal. And that's why they had a Heter Shaloka Der Hanasan. Okay, so that's, and then obviously you could say a lot further. Another possibility, which is what Reb Chaim is mesupik about this, right? Reb Chaim is mesupik about whether this is true or not, is there might be two types of Me'ilah. Me'ilah dehotza, and this sort of listing already talked about, so I do not have to be marshiv, which would be tam gezel, and Me'ilah dehana'a, which would be mitam iser hana'a. What do I mean by that? We all know there are two ways to do Me'ilah. One is to actually transfer something from Rishus to Rishus, even if you don't get any benefit, and the other is to actually be nana from something, you actually use it. So it could be that really even within Me'ilah there's two tracks. So you have to figure out what's the marker for two tracks. Within regular Me'ilah, there's two tracks in the two different ways. You have to figure out what the marker is. It seems to be one parsha, right? Nefesh Kisefto Vishkoga Mikachei Hashem. So you have to figure out the marker of why there are two ways. I'm not sure what that is. And we're kind of misophic whether this is true or not. I think also in that piece in Herkes Halach Aleph of Me'ilah. This is really where the Achiezer is coming from, because he says that when you actually touch something, that's Hotzah, you're picking it up. It could be there's a difference between Me'ilah Hotzah and Me'ilah Hanah, in terms of what the nature of Me'ilah is, and that Rav Lichtenstein already discussed.
This is Hotzah Mirshus?
Yeah, Me'ilah Hotzah Mirshus Lirshus.
If you're the Gizbar,
Well, two clear cases. Let's say I'm the Gizbar, right? I get to be the Gizbar. So if I'm the Gizbar and this is Hekdish, so if I drink from it, that's Me'ilah Dehanah. If I give it as a gift to Gutenberg, that's Me'ilah Dehotzah. Classic case.
Just pick it up, it's not. But if he would pick it up, then
if he would pick it up in the Gemara, that's unclear, right? That's where, remember, we got a little bogged down in Chazar Shir, because it seemed to be a stira between. Between whether Rishon would accept that line or not, there's definitely a line like that. Anyway, so it could be there's two kinds of Me'ilah, and those two kinds of Me'ilah have different natures. The depending on how you do Me'ilah. And that's what we've already discussed. But the most fundamental Chilukim, I think, okay, two other fundamental chilukim are, number one, the possibility, and this Reb Chaim likes, in the stencils, and he hints at it in Me'ilah Per Bezal Hei, but in the stencils, that's the old-fashioned way that when I was growing up, we said Grach HaLashas, it's not stencils anymore. They still say stencils, even though no one knows why. It's because when they first printed it, it looked like a stencil. Oh, still? Okay, Baruch Hashem. If you recall, I mentioned earlier that there's a steer between two Gemaras and Baba Kama as to whether you chayv dal v'hei for being machter something. In the Gemara Dais Ayin Tes, it says, of course you chayv dal v'hei for being machter something. Wali machu lo hed, yomali machu lo gelo. What's the difference if I sell it to Shmuley or sell it to Hashem? It's a mechira. But the Gemara Dais Ayin Vav says, no, make her towards Reuven, hasha towards Reuven. The Machter is not Mechira, it used to be my ox, it's still my ox, it's just Hektish now, right? Two totally opposite sides of the Chakira. One Gemara says, what do you mean, it's a Mechira? It used to be mine, now it's Gavoah's, same as every other Mechira, it's Mominus. While the Gemara Dafayim Bav says, no, it used to be my ox, it's still my ox. Make her towards Reuven, Hashem towards Reuven. It's just now Kadosh. Okay, so it is certain enough to be with Mominus. So, Tosfos and the Rash from the Ravid, but Tosfos famously is Miyashim that Stira and says, depends what kind of karbanos you're talking about. Kadshe Vedek HaBayis or Kadshe Mizbeach. He says, Kadshe Vedek HaBayis, that's Mechira. What's Kadshe Vedek HaBayis? I makdish this chair for Kadshe Vedek HaBayis. I makdish it, I have nothing to do with it anymore. How can they send Mechdashes? Versus Kadshe, that's Mechira. Kachim is Beach, I'm Makdish this cow to be my Ola. What do you mean? It's my Ola, right? I'm the Bible. Everyone knows it's in a Bible. You open up the first line in the Sefer Zvachim. All right, the first daf at least in Maseches Vachim, and you see that no, you have to bring the carbon. L'shein the bialim. If you have shinoi bialim, then it's possible, right? Carbon had the bialim, right? If I'm makdish a chatos and the bialim of the chatos dies, and the chatos is possible, right? So there's a difference in kachim vedik abayis and kachim misdeach. Now, if you wanted to, you could say this difference in kachim vedik abayis and kachim misdeach that Tosa says. That based on some sort of local Dalit Behei considerations. But Reb Chaim takes Tosos more in the total Kipshutan, and Reb Chaim says the difference between Kodshe Mizbeach and Kodshe Bedek Habayis. Kodshe Mizbeach, says Reb Chaim, Kodshe Mizbeach is an Isser status. It's not that I've given over the mammon to Hekdesh. What do you mean? It's still my carbon, right? Kachin Zech, it's still my carbon. That's the point of Kachin Zech. It's my carbon. I am the makriv. It's just very, very kadosh because it's going on the Mizdeach. So, and then the Mi'ila would be Mitam Isser Hanav, or Berf Shinoi. But Kachin is Bedek Habayis. On the one hand, doesn't seem to have the same Isser status. Like, it's not mamish being nikrav, right? What's so holy about it? On the other hand, what's the point of kachim vedek habayis? Now, it's the meisam is the gizbars to do with SEC fit for the tzarchei hamikdash. It doesn't have my name on it anymore. I mean, that's an assumption. You could certainly question this. It's a long grizz about, I mentioned Yishalmi, the idea that the makdish has first rights to be put in the kachim vedek habayis. Does that mean it's still his or not? But assuming that it's not still his. No, kachim vedek habayis, this is very intuitive. Kachshe Vedek Habayis means I just give it over, now it's in the treasury of the Beis HaMikdash. It has nothing to do with me anymore, it has to do with them. It's very Mammonist oriented. Kachshe Mizbeach is about I'm being makrav this Kadosh Hashem. It's still me who's being makrav it, but it's very Kadosh, because being Nikrav. So it makes a lot of sense that Kachshe Mizbeach Mitam Isser, and the Mi'ila would be Mitam Isser Anah, or Shinoi. But Kachshe Vedek Habayis Mitam Mammon. That's not being Mammon Hekdish. And the Me'ila would be in Tam Gezel. And Rav Chaim brings many, many rayos to this yisod. We'll just mention a few of his rayos. One is Tosvos about Dalet Vehei. Right? Tosvos says, you're potter from Dalet Vehei if your makdash kachim is be'ach. If I steal a cow and I makdash it as an ola, I'm potter from Dalet Vehei because it's still my cow. But if I steal a cow and I'm makdish it to Bedek Habayis. It's a little funny. I'm going to be makdish cow. Let's say I still have a balmum cow, right? And I am makdish it to Bedek Habayis, even though that's not such an ideal thing to do. Then, or I steal a cow, and it, you know, somehow it dies in my machine, whatever the case may be, in the Shaka Matari there, and I'm makdish to Bedek Habayis. Then, of course, I'll have a dalva hay. Yes, now it's a regular mammonist transfer. And that's what Chaim explains to Tosos, and he points out there's many, many lines in the Rambam where it's mukrach that this chiluk is correct. Basically, Tosos is a good mukr. By the time he gets through with his Rambams, you can't deny, I mean, you're welcome to try, but I think you can't deny that this chiluk is correct in the Rambam. Number one, you know, we need some more stuff. We'll use a little more space here. Tor Kefel in the Rambam. The Rambam says a strange thing. The Rambam says, in Perkei Hilchos, in Perkei Beis Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says, Hagonev et ha'akom o shegonev nechzei hektish, einem shalom ala keren bilvat, shenem shalom shalom l're'ehu. If you steal from hektish or goy, you're potter from Kefel because of re'ehu. Below the hektish, re'ehu lo la'akom. V'chein ha'gonev kachem yisbal le'ehem, if you steal kachim is valeh, bein kachim kachim bein kachim kalim bein kachim keina b'ayim chayim yechusim kachim rabbeinu chayav machrisim. Hari the potter and a kefal mitashlumi dalvehesh and everyone be sa ish won't be hektish. So the obvious question is why did the Rambam need? You know, I don't mean why in terms of textually because there's two gemaras. So the Rambam is the best issue of the two gemaras because he says there's two. Why does Rambam need two different dinim to potter kefal from hektish? Re'ehu and mi beisa ish. So I think the answer. I don't think there's a lumbus. Pashup shot in the Rambam. First, the Rambam talks about nichsei hektish, right? I'm not saying lumbus, I'm just reading Pashup Shat. It says, nichsei hektish is potter because of re'ehu. Nichsei hektish is like nichsei akum. It belongs to the wrong person. And the Torah for Ehu, you're put from Kethel if you steal from a non-citizen. Right? Akam is a non-citizen, and Hekdesh is a non-citizen. But then he says, it's going to catch him, me base valehem. There's such a thing as nichse Hekdesh, property of Hekdesh, and there's such a thing as catch him from their owners. And when he talks about catch from their owners, what does he say? Whether they're catching kalim or catching kachim. Maybe kachim is bad. Whether they're kayev bachrayis or not. So, now, okay, I'm not saying this is the only way to, I'm not necessarily saying this is the only way to read the Rambam, but I think the pashim shot in the Rambam is that there's nichse Hekdesh, which has one Torah, and there's kachim beis balehem, which has another Torah. What are the difference between nichse Hekdesh and kachim beis balehem? Netze Hektish are Kachi Beregabayas. Those are Nechasim of Hektish. So I'm Potter because I stole them from Hektish. But Kachi Mibes Balehem, those are still the Nechasim of Yoshua. It's Mibes Balehem. I've stolen Kachim from the base of the Bailim. That's Kachim is there. Kachim is there to steal your Nechasim. After all, it's your Ola. Right? If the Kohanim think it's Shmuel's Orla, Shmuel's Ola, then it's a compostlet. Right? So you have to do smicha. And, you know, and you have to bring the nesachim and many, many nafkaminas. Not only that, if it's shlomim, you get to eat the meat. Right? There's many nafkaminas of it being your, your karban. So that's kashmir faleya. And then there's a separate ptor. There's no ptor for Yehu. What do you mean? I stole from Yehu. I stole kashmir beis faleyim. So why am I talking kefo? Because you need a different rashmir beis ha'ish. So this is very pashut. That, now, the Rambam doesn't say Mizbeach versus Bedek Habayis. But, since it's clear that the things he calls Kachim Beis Balehem include Kachim Mizbeach, it talks about Kachim, Kachim Kalim, then it makes a lot of sense to say that this is the Chiluk he means, that there's something called Nichse Hekdesh, which is like Nichse Akum. It's just owned by a non-citizen owner. And that's a Ptur of Re'ehu. And there's something else called Kachim that have a Bailim. Mi beis balehem, and again, just so you shouldn't think, kachim beis balehem means kachim kalim according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. He says, no, bein kachim bein kachim kalim. Just so you shouldn't think, kachim beis balehem means if you're chayv b'achrayis. So no, whether you're chayv b'achrayis or not chayv b'achrayis, right? All karbanos are called kachim mi beis balehem, and there it's from mi beis ha'ish. The not that you haven't stolen from Re'ehu, you have stolen from Re'ehu, but what you've stolen from Re'ehu is not his regular property, like his bias, it's his restricted property, and therefore your potter from Kehno. He has some other Gevaldik Arayas from the Rambam. We'll just continue here. The other Raya is, this is a, not the Din. The Din is not so controversial, but the Rambam's formulation is exceedingly significant. In Erechim, Paragvav, Halachaches, again, this is really Gevaldik Rambam. Everyone knows there's such a thing as Hektish Eloi. What's Hektish Eloi, Dani? If you are, you have something that's already Kadosh, and you're Makdish it, that now you have to give, like, what it's worth to you to the Beis HaMikdash. Now, let me ask you a simple question. The Gemara says, I can be Makdish, my Kachim, my Karban, my Kachim is Be'ah Hektish Eloi. And I give Tovas Hanah to the Gizbar. Meaning, let's say I have Elsie the cow, she's my Shlomim. Or Bessie, okay, whatever. Or even I have, I don't know, what's a name for a bull? Rex the bull, and he's my carbon ola, right? I have, Jimmy the bull, and he's my carbon ola. So, I say, I'm Makdish him, he's Hektish. What does that mean? How much is it worth me to bring an ola? The cow might be worth $2,000. How much is it worth to bring an ola? So probably we don't look at me, we look at in general in the shuk, depends how religious our society is. Let's say it's worth $200 to bring an ola. Right, most people would not bring olas, only people who are exceedingly inspired right now. But anyone would pay $200 to bring such a nice ola. So I give $200 to the Gizbar. But Kochei Ben Kabayis, I can't be Makdish Hektish Eloi. So what would you have said, which is what Rashi and many Achor Yishonah come say, why can I be Makdish by Karban Hektish Eloi, but not Kochei Ben Kabayis? If I donated this table to Ben Kabayis, I can't be Makdish at Hektish Eloi. What practical reason might you have given?
You couldn't do it anyway.
Yeah, because like it's not really any Tovas Hanah, right? A carbon is Tovas Hanah. There's value that I'm bringing a carbon. People would pay money to be able to. If I told you, here's a karban. You want to be the bayim and bring it? How much will you pay? You wouldn't pay the full value because most people aren't so rich to be able to afford bringing karbanos all the time, but you would for sure pay, you know, a certain percentage because there's tovas hanah. But in bedek habayis, there's no tovas hanah. I said, ah, this is bedek habayis. What's the, how much would you pay for, like, the gizbar to think it came from you? You'd say nothing. What do I care what the gizbar thinks? It doesn't make my life any better if the gizbar thinks it came from me. Kachir is back. There's a hechitensa of tovas hanah. I'm getting ritzoy. I'm getting kapara, right? So in Kachim is back, there's a value of the ritzoy or kapara, which are the same thing in the Sefer Zvachim. And in Kadshe, Benekabayas, there's no value of the ritzoy. Right, so it could be just technical. The Rambam doesn't say this, though. What does the Rambam say? Hamakdish Kadshim is back, Benekabayas, Ari Hekdish Cholem, Te Erech Abahema, Vitipadev Yitzel Demel, Benekabayas, Ramahema, Tikar, Lamasha Haisa, Batrila. Aval Hamakdish Kadshim, Benekabayas, Lam is Beyach, Yomar Reza, Olo Shlomo, Hechrimam, Lakohanim. So he said, I can be makdish another kedusha on top of mizbeach, but I can't put anything on top of bedek habayis. But why? He doesn't say because practically there's no good way to measure it. She'ena the makdish dover she'ena shalo, because you can't be makdish something that doesn't belong to you. So I can't be makdish bedek habayis hektish even if it doesn't belong to me. What's the obvious implication? So why can I be makdish kedusha mizbeach? Obvious implication is that it does belong to me. It's a mefurish Rambam, right? This is the Rambam about what we call hektish eloi. That's already a Gemara phrase. The Rambam comes to hektish eloi says that no, because it's eno shalo. So why does Rambam think I can be makdish? Kachiv is beach for a higher hektish. Must be the other things. Kachiv is beach is mine. So it's a pretty mefurish Rambam, first diuk in the Rambam, that kashiv bedek habayis is not mine. That's nechzei hektish. But kashiv bedek are mine. They're kadosh, but they're mine. That's why I can be makdish them again. And a third Rambam that Rav Chaim points out is in the beginning of the third paragraph of Me'ilah. The Rambam says kashiv mizbeach shemesu. Right, yatsu midei mi'ila. Right, what's the exact lashon? So you won't think I'm lying to you. Mi'ila perek gimel halacha aleph says, the Rambam says, kachim is v'ach shemesu yatsu midei mi'ila dvar Torah. Midar Rai says kachim is v'ach died, there's no more mi'ila. Why? Because they're not good for anything. You can't do anything with them. You can't even be poed to them and buy a new karban because the rule of hamad of haracha that you can't be poed to a dead animal. So, and the Rambam actually holds that hamad of haracha applies to kachim zeach and kachim bedek habayis. So the obvious kasha is, well, why are only kachim zeach shemetsu yatsum yidim yila? Why are they yatsum yidim yila? Because they're not good for anything anymore. Because you can't be mocked to them and you can't be poed to them. So what about kachim bedek habayis shemetsu? They're also not good for anything anymore because the rule of Hamada v'Haracha says, right, behemid is ha'be'ima v'herich, means you can only pose something if it's still standing, if it's alive. So the Kesem Mishnah says, b'dochak, unlike Rav Chaim. He says, when the Rambam says, kachim zeach, he means, and of course also bedek habayis. He meant kachim zeach, and obviously bedek habayis. Which is not the meduyik way we expect the Rambam. What?
They do that so often.
All right, what can you do? But Rav Chaim says, look, it could be, right? Whatever the Kesem Mishnah says could be true. Right? He wouldn't say things that are impossible. But it's not shot in the Rambam. It says, Kachim Zeach Shemesu, he means, and also Bedek Habayis. No, Mastam means Davka. So, or Kachim Shemesu in the Rambam, if you assume not like the Dachuk of the Kesef Mishnah. What does Rav Chaim explain? He explains very nicely. He says that. Exactly. That, think about it. If it's not good for anything, should it still be hektish? Should it still have me'ilah or not? It says, well, kachim is bad if they're not good for anything. So there's basically, he says, no more iser or no more hektish. No more iser because it's not kadosh for akrava. Right? If you assume what makes kachim is that they are kadosh for akrava. And what makes me'ilah is that you're being nen or being mashana something from hakrava, then once they die and they're useless, so there's no kedusha anymore. There's no me'ilah. But katshe bede kabayis is the mimaminos. Let's say I have something that's useless. Are you allowed to steal it? Are you allowed to steal things that are useless to me? What do you think? No, you're not allowed to steal useless things. Right? You're not allowed to steal anything. Even less than Shabbat proof, you're not allowed to steal a chachila. Right? Now, you might say guys are mochel. Okay, but that's only humans. Right? So he says, still, mi'ilah, even though it's useless, says Reb Chaim, even though it's useless, because it's mamon gaboa. Right? Gezel and mamonos doesn't depend on how useful something is. If it belongs to someone, it belongs to them until they're matna it to someone else. But it belongs to them until they're matna it to someone else. But iser status, that comes from the kedusha of hakrava. That comes from the fact that it's meant to be used in the Beis HaMikdash. Once it's not meant to be used anymore, then it loses its iser. The Reb Chaim also says, and this is in Hilchos Me'ilah Perek Beis Halacha Hey, this is a diuk in the Rambam, but and only has a very rare exception. But Reb Chaim wants to say, this is the brach in Me'ilah Beis Hey. What about the rule of Nasis Mitzvasan? So he says, there's only a heter of Nasis Mitzvasan by Kachem Mitzvah, but there's no heter of Nasis Mitzvasan by Katsu Bede Kabayis. Now, this actually doesn't seem like a very interesting thing to say because we can't even think of a case of Nasi Mitzvah by Katsu Bede Kabayis because, like, there's no specific mitzvah to use for them. You could always use them for something else. So he was only dealing with Para Aduma, if you assume that it's Katsu Bede Kabayis. He was saying, well, I'm just saying, there's a whole lumdus there. So, again, it's a very theoretical Nafkamina because it's not clear you could ever actually have a case of Nasa Mitzvah by Katsu Bede Kabayis, because Katsu Bede Kabayis generally don't have a specific mitzvah you're supposed to do with them. It's just up to the judgment, to the gizbar. But, he says, the head of Nasa Mitzvah by Katsu Bede Kabayis, because their kedusha comes from their mitzvah. But their iser comes from the mitzvah. But in Katsu Bede Kabayis, the iser comes from the actual one to Hekdesh. Who cares with Nasa Mitzvah? That's no better than Katsu Shemesu, right? Even if it has no purpose anymore, it has no kedusha anymore, it has no mitzvah anymore, it still belongs to Hektish, and you're not allowed to steal things from Hektish. If you do, you are in big trouble. So that is, okay, this comes up, oh, yeah. There's also an Nesivos. I will point out the famous Nesivos. The Nesivos says, he has two other nafkaminas, but one second. If he actually, yes, some of these are actually, let's leave them for now. Okay. Anyway, so this is a very, very important chiluk, and there are many other nafkaminas as well. We can touch the Kachi Bede Kabayis. We assume, like Reb Chaim, who has very good diukim in the Rambam, that Kachi Bede Kabayis is just not just two different attempts of what you do with them. But because that are two fundamentally different kinds of hektish. Now, there's a chiluk that sounds very similar to Katshu Mizbeach, Katshu Bede Kabayis. What chiluk sounds very similar to Katshu Mizbeach, Katshu Bede Kabayis? Anyone? What chiluk is almost the same as Katshu Mizbeach versus Katshu Bede Kabayis?
Katshu Kadashu
Mizbeach? No, because those are both subcategories of Katshu Mizbeach.
Yeah, but one of them is really...
Okay, I mean, when I ask what sounds similar, that's obviously a very big question. But the Gemara in a few places talks about the difference between Kedushas Damim and Kedushas Haguf. Right? Which generally corresponds. What do you mean Kedushas Damim and Kedushas Haguf? Someone want to tell me what the litmus test of Kedushas Haguf is? If something is Kedushas Haguf, then what can you not do? Pidyon. Right? Kedushas Haguf means something you can't be polluted with, because the guf has to be Kadosh, right? What has Kedushas Haguf? Karbonos. Right? Karbonos have Kedushas Haguf, meaning the guf itself has to be used. Right? When I'm makdish a cow for a shlomin, this guf is kadosh to be the shlomin. Not a different cow. If it gets a mum in the evidence, there's a new chiddush that the Torah talks about. So, Kedushas Damim means, no, this guf is not important for the Beis HaMikdash. This guf has no significance. I'm not planning to do anything with this guf. But it will be sold, and the value should be used for the Beis HaMikdash. like Kachi Vedekabayas. Generally, Kachi Mizbeach are Kedushas HaGuf, and Kachi Vedekabayas are Kedushas Damim. Right? Kachi Vedekabayas, even if, let's say they need a hammer for actual Vedekabayas, and I donate a hammer. There's no idea that hammer has to be. It's not like these obnoxious people in shul sometimes who like donate something and then like watch you for 25 years if you're using it regularly or not. No, like this hammer doesn't have to be used. They can sell the hammer and buy a screwdriver if they want, or an Evan, or a whatever it is. They do with kachi vedekabayis. But a behemoth is generally kedushas haguf. So there's a chiluk that is a lot of the achronim say tzvei dinim in. And here's where it gets confusing. Svei dinim in me'ila and in hekdesh. There's kedushas guf. The me'ila is mitzad iser hanah. It's about isurim. Maybe even the actual hekdesh is about iser. Kedushas damim. There, it's me'ila mitam. Right, mi'ila mitam gezel. Right, so there are two different kinds of. Right, this is mammon oriented. This is perhaps more iser oriented. Saying, look, when I'm just donating the value to the Beis HaMikdash, this has a hechitimtzi of value. Then that's just an inyan of mammonos. But when this guf is supposed to be used for the Beis HaMikdash, that's an inyan of a chomer iser and kedusha in the guf. Just 1 second, Neil. Here's where I'll be the first to admit that there's room for confusion, because sometimes when achronim say kedushas guf, kedushas damim, they really mean kachi vedekabayis, kachi mizbeach. And sometimes they really mean kedushas guf versus kedushas damim. Why is there a difference? Why are they not exactly the same thing?
Atzei shlamim.
Yeah, exactly. Atzei shlamim, right? There is such thing as atzei shlamim. So atzei shlamim is a weird hechitim to hear, but all over, you could learn in Meseches Nazir and in Meseches Shkolim, Hifrish mos for a carbon, right? Ma'is b'chol yom. People are mafish mos for a carbon, right? That's the whole set of not the shkolim parts of Sefer Shkolim. Shkolim is its own unique, fascinating halos. But the later part of Sefer Shkolim and Sefer Nazir, what to do with the guy, another is mafish mos for an Aziruso and died. That money, or the Atei Shlomim in our case, is Kedushas Mizbeach, right? It's for my carbon, but it's only Kedushas Damim Mizbeach. You're supposed to sell it and buy a carbon, or any time someone has an animal and it gets a mum, right? I makdish an ola, gets a mum, so what do? I sell it and use the money to buy a new ola. When I have that money, that's kedushas damim lamizbeach. So therefore, they're not really the same thing, because there is something called kedushas damim lamizbeach. Is there something called kedushas guf lamedekabayis? Says a machlok sachronim. Ayin Mishnah Lamelech, Beis HaBechira, Perak Aleph Alavates Vav, and the Frankel Rambam and Kotzei Achron who argue with him. Let's say we build a stone into the Beis HaMikdash. Does that have Kedushas HaGuf Levedek HaBayis? Or is that only Kedushas Damim? Nafkina is, you know, is it Bar Pidyon or not?
The example
is
part of the Kedushas HaGuf.
And Paraduma is, well, Paraduma is a rule breaker in general. Paraduma could, it's probably not, because I can be Poda Paraduma, even without a mo. Right? Paranifte Safilo Galamarachta, we say. And certainly before it shafted. So when it comes to Kedushas Damim, sometimes people use it as shorthand for Kachavedeka bias without sweating the small stuff. But it could also be, you know, again, this is all one big sort of. Sometimes achronim, real or even rishonim, really mean bedek habayis mizbeach when they say kedushas guf kedushas damim, because that's just shorthand for saying bedek habayis bedek and kachim mizbeach, and they're not medayik in the lashon. But no, there could really be a chiluk, not being bedek, and that's why sometimes when achronim make a chiluk, you're not sure what they really mean. Do they really mean chalut between kedushas mizbeach and kedushas bedek habayis, because one is still about my kapara and the other is about the Beis HaMikdash being able to have more money? Or they really mean mechalzin kedushas dam and kedushas aguf, because kedushas aguf, the item itself, is more kadosh, while kedushas dam is just a matter of value. The Rebbe Elchanan, the one I put in brackets, in the Kovetz HaRosh Siman Nun Beis, is very, very, very into this distinction, and he wants to say and he wants to say that there's fundamentally different kinds of hektish and fundamentally different kinds of ilah by kedushas damim and kedushas agot, and he brings some rayas. What are the rayas that he brings? Number one is, this is the shita of Rashi and other Rishonim. Rashi and others say, what about shibud? Rashi says, kedushas agot is makia midei shibud, and kedushas damim is not makia midei shibud. I'm not sure I would have proven anything by this. I would have just said that, no, that's just mean kedushas agot is no pidyon, and shibud is like pidyon. But what does that mean, shibud? If I have a mortgage on your property and your matrish was bad, I lose my mortgage. But if I have a mortgage on your property, your matrish l'bedek habayis, then I can go take it from bedek habayis. Okay, some people say, it seems to me you're a bum and I might have to like give a penny to bedek habayis just so it won't be marzayim. It won't look bad. But, he says, why? Because kedusha sagov is about having inherent kedusha in the object. That inherent kedusha, my shiba can't affect that at all. Once it has that kedusha, I can't touch it anymore. It would be me'ilah. But kedushas damim, that's about being the property of hektish. Well, I mean, when it comes to mamonis, then you're back to Rav Chaim, you're saying, when it comes to mamonis, what are you property of hektish? I have the shiba on it, so I have the right to confiscate hektish's property.
He talked about it.
He said that even about a karban.
Yeah, he said that about everything, right?
Correct. He said that about everything. But this, you know, if you assume that shiba is not a local issue, but it's broader, like Rav Chanan says, and he brings another raya from the Gemara in Of Shemarda. Everyone calls this the sugya of Tarnagola Shemarda, the rebellious chicken. Meaning, the, I don't know if you've ever tried to raise chickens and had one of them rebel, then you know it's not a pashtus. Let's say a chicken runs out into the wild and rebels and loses, you know, decides it's not domesticated anymore. But I'll call it Of because the contrast in the word there is between a Yona and a Tarnagolis. Because the Tarnagolis is for bedek habayis and the yonah is for a karban, right? So Of Shemarda, this is Chulin Daf Kuf Lamed Tes, Amud Aleph. I hope it's Amud Aleph. And you have to look in Rishonim there. I'm summarizing. But what does the Gemara basically say? The Gemara says that Kedush Sagof, it stays Kadosh. But Kedushas Damen loses its Kedusha. Basically, if it goes out into the wild, right? Basically, if I have a bird and it rebels, it goes out into the wild, it's now living free. Right? So if I have a chicken that rebelled, the Gemara actually starts with Bedekah and Zeh, but then use the phrase Dhamma and Guf. If I have a chicken that rebels, Kedusha Dhamma and chicken that rebels and goes off into the wild, and, you know, Yankel finds it and eats it, he has not done any Me'ilah. Because it lost its Kedusha. Why? Because in Dini Mamonos, if something runs off to the wild, then you lose your Bailus. Right, that's called, right? What's the mucker? That if something just totally is lost and runs off into the wild and lives in the forest again, then I lose my bailus. What's the mucker of that? Yeah, but even better, that might or might not be the same as Yeish, right? Machlokes is Rashi and Tosfos whether or not it's the same as Yeish. In Eil Metzias, Zutol Shalyam, right? Asher Tavad Mien Metzasa, we learn Eil Metzias, Zutol Shalyam. Something falls into the ocean, then I lose my bailus. Now Yaakov's right. Machlokes is shown that maybe that's Midin Yeish. But clearly, you know, when it comes to the when it comes to mamonos, Zutul Shalyam, something that returns to nature and loses human control, the mamonos is paka. But when it comes to kedusha, no, the kedusha is not paka, right? Yeah, I don't know, just like lahavdil or lenklayterim, if they go out into the wild, they're going to lose their status. No, I'm not saying it's makruch, but that's where Rochana reads this gemara very attractively. That it's a mechalikin, the nature of Kedushas Bedek Kedushas Damim, Kedushas Gof, the nature of Kedushas Damim is Bailus. If you lose your Bailus, that's Zuto Shal Yam, Shlulisha Shal Nahar. But the nature of Kedushas Gof is something inherent to the object. That inherent property of the object stays no matter where it goes. So if the Yona runs off to the wild and Yankel accidentally comes and eats it, then he has accidentally done Me'ilah. That is not his fault, because this is a far out Shash. The other fascinating discussion, and this will come up later in the Perek, is what about hektish that's not shavapruta? What do you mean hektish that's not shavapruta? Since when you have a carbon? Ain't no shavapruta, but the nene shavapruta. The chetza is not shavapruta, but you're a nene shavapruta. How could that be? You think it's against all the rules of economics, even the ones from 2,000 years ago. The Ayin Zashar Pruta, how could be Nemesh or Pruta? So this is the classic issue of Isurei Hana'ah. They're not worth anything, but if I'm not so frozen, I eat them, I get a lot of Hana'ah. What? Right. So what about the items not shown fruit, but I get a lot of Hana'ah? So the Nesiva says that I think this is what he means, that if I'm Nana Shavu Pruta, right? The Nesiva says, and it's really Tosfos Shem Makrisos, and we'll see these. He says, if it's Kedushas HaGuf, then I was mal. Yeah, what do you mean? Who cares what it's worth? It have inherent Kedusha, and I benefited from that Kedusha. But if it's about Kedusha's Daman, what do you mean it's gone? If it's not a Maman, it's not Maman anymore. In a Hanami, maybe it's worth something. I'm not saying it's Bukhachila for me to take something that's worth less than a Pruta. But within the realm of Mamanos, I haven't certainly done anything which you can be Mechayiv me for. And we'll just mention one last Nesivos. This is the Chiddush Nesivos, which we'll see later on. Okay, now, I spoiled that later on, so that means we'll remember when we get to it, and we'll get to say extra one. But then, the thing that's sheet of the Nesivos is Tashlumei Mi'ilah. He says, when it comes to Kedusha Guf, the Tashlumei Mi'ilah is Kapara. When it comes to Kedusha Dam, Tashlumei Mi'ilah is a Chov Mamon. That when you're moeling Kedusha Damim, again, maybe he really means Ben Kavais, I'm not sure, but when you're moeling Kedusha Damim, when you're moeling Kedusha Damim, the Teren you owe is Midini Mamonos. It's a debt. When you're moeling Kedusha Guf, the Keren you owe is not a debt, it's a Kapara. And therefore, Nafkamina, for cases where, let's say, Kim Rabbani, where we can't collect debt, but you still have to do Kapara, or other things like that, or Aiden Zoman, or other things like that, there would be a Nafkamina. Okay, that's the most famous Nesivas in Mesechus Pesachim, Simen Chav Ches, Chav Beis, which we'll get to on Daf Chav Tes, and we'll Chazor then. Okay, there's other, if you want to look at there's a very, very fascinating Shut Rivash Simen Shinon Tes, who also seems to say some radical things at the end. He seems to say that you need bialas to be makdish kedushas damim, but you don't need bialas to be makdish kedushas guf, which is a very radical thing, or at least you don't need full bialas. But I'm not exactly sure what that means, so I'll leave that aside for now. Okay, so this is a bit of a hakdama to inyanei me'ilah, which really, you know, the reason, the excuse for doing it is a valid one, because it all starts with the me'iri in our sugya, and even the Achronim didn't have the Me'iri, started on their own by saying the Me'iri is Pshat in our Sugya. Some basics in Me'ilah. Okay, the last thing which we'll discuss here, I see we're not going to get to the next Mekorah sheet yet. Okay, so I see that Monday will not be the last year before Chazara. Thursday will be the last year before Chazara, because we're going to have a whole Amud left. An Amud that we've done most of the Lundas of. You remember, we did most of the Lundas of the Nature of Mitzvah Sashvisu, right? The Rechayim, and etc. But we still have to fill in the details from here. Ryan Miller told me at 9 o'clock he was going to come up to Shir to hear what I had to say about Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos about Shas B'Yiro and Lobas Shas B'Yiro. I told him that I'm not committing myself. And I prefer that he didn't make assumptions, even though I'm sure I would get to it. Anyway, okay. Make of that what you will. The last thing we discuss is where Elchanan has a very fundamental hakira here at the end of our sugya. Right? If you remember, our Gemara brought up a side problem, which is burning wood of hekdesh. What's the issue of the pas? Once you burn the wood, you are moel, and once you're moel, it's yosei l'chulin. So they said, like, why do you have a hekdesh of the pas? And the Gemara gave a the answer is here. Rav Papa says it's talking about atei shlomim, kachim kalim. Why? Because there's machlokes of Meir and Rav Yehuda. Rav Meir says, he says something very, he says that if you're mol b'mezid, it's yotze l'chulim, but b'shogeg, it's not. Right? Meaning, what does he say? If you're mol b'shogeg, it's not yotze l'chulim, because an accident that you didn't do something that should be yotze l'chulim, but you're chayv karban. If you're mol b'mezid, you did something so bad, it's motzi l'chulim, but it's so bad, you're not chayv karban. Meaning, hektish being what we call mischalel, which is yotze l'chulim the wrong way, you know, through an avera. Hetrus being Mishalo and the Chi of Me'ilah have nothing to do with each other. We have one, you don't have the other, we have the other, you don't have one. But Rabbi Yehuda holds no. hektish b'shogeg mischalav mezit ein mischalav. Now, what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Rav Meir thinks there's no connection between mischalel and chiyuv me'ila. What does Rabbi Yehuda think? No, b'shogeg mischalav is chiyuv me'ila, but maybe it's no mischalav is no chiyuv me'ila. What does Argmar assume? Argmar assumes that that's a real link. That's a real rule. Our Gemara is the proof. You could have said it's coincidence, right? Coincidentally, shogeg is chayv karbon. Coincidentally, shogeg is mechalav. But no, we see here that there's a link between the chiyuv karbon and the chilav, right? Therefore, just like mezid is not mechalav and it's not chayv karbon, likewise, kachim kalem, since there's no chiyuv karbon, they're not mechalav, and therefore, if you're molen kachim, kachim, then it's yotzei lechulav. If you're molen kachim kalem, since there's no chiyuv me'ila, there's no karen chomash v'ashem, it's not yotzei lechulin. That's what our Gemara says. Then they just ask, is it really true that me'ila is motzi something lechulin? What about the fact that Efer Hektish is Aser? So the answer is that was the case of Efer Hektish without me'ila. Either it got burned down by itself, so no one did me'ila, or it was karbonos that were burned in the proper way of avoda, where there's no me'ila, and zolso no hetzer nasa mitzvasam, because in Trumas HaDeshem, we special to there's a kasuv that, in parentheses, Trumas Ha, out of parentheses, Deshen, the special series of Kasif, if we have time. I was going to stick it around Rav there, but I don't know if we will. Have no Heter Nasim Tzvasim, Givaldik. Now, Rav Elchanan still has a Hakira here, in two places that I think I put on the sheet. What is the nature of this link between, right, what do we call this Hakira? Who went to Gush? Right, whenever there's a Chi of Me'ila, excellent. Although you've implicitly lied. Whenever there's me'ila, it's yotzei l'chulin. Whenever there's not me'ila, it's not yotzei l'chulin. So there are two ways to understand that. There's what's called Simon and Siva, right? I'm sure it's in the Lumbus book where Adler's thinking Simon and Siva. No? Does he have a chapter in Simon and Siva? Is it that the chiyuv of me'ila is what's called Siva? Causes the yotzei l'chulin, right? Or, right? Yeah, what's the point? If you're chayiv me'ila, that is motzi l'chulin. Why should it be that davka, because I'm chayiv karen chomash v'asham, how's that motzi l'chulin? So maybe, I saw this in one of the achronim, but I looked around for spent a lot of time looking around for where I might have seen this formulation, I don't remember. But, maybe you could say, that the chiyuv karen v'chomesh is a pidyon, even though normally you can't be poded by just planning to give something to Hektish. Normally you're poded by actually giving something to Hektish. It could be over here. Once you have a formal chiyuv karen v'chomesh, then what made you think that? Remember, when you're poded Hektish, you're most v'chomesh. So when you're poded, you're most v'chomesh. When you're mol, you're most v'chodesh. Maybe me'ila is a pidyon, and since I'm a chayiv karen v'chomesh, therefore, even though I haven't given it yet, that's a pidyon. So it could be that the chi of karbon is motzi l'chulin midin pidyon. Or it could be, what is siman? No.
Not the fact that you have a chi, the fact that you're giving the karbon.
The fact that I owe Karen v'chomesh.
So why doesn't the hatzal l'chulin occur when you give the karbon?
Ah, so that's, then it would be very obvious. So you have to say that since I'm chayiv to give it, and since I'm chayiv the money, then it's already as if I've given it. As if I've given it already. If I decide to give money, that's nothing. But if I have a formal halachic chiyuv to give the money, then maybe that already counts as giving it. I don't know. I'm speculating. That's why I put in parentheses. And this is the simple shot in Gemara. Right? Isn't this the simple shot in Gemara? Right? What's the simple shot in Gemara? Rabbi Yehuda says, "Shogeg mezid." Well, only when there's a chiyuv me'ila, it's mischalel, not when there's no chiyuv me'ila. Likewise, kashim kalem, no chiyuv me'ila, it's not mischalel. I think it's a simple shot in the Gemara. If not for Elchanan, I don't even know if I would have really started thinking otherwise, although it's not this one. Other problem is that no. The yitzia l'chulin is what causes the chiyuv me'ila. No, Gemara doesn't mean to say we learn from Yehuda that the chiyuv me'ila is what motzi l'chulin. No. We learn from Rabbi Yehuda that the Torah was gozer chi of me'ila on really, really big averos of people who are motzi l'chulin. So what did the Torah mean when it says there's me'ila, chi of me'ila, v'shogeg, not b'mezid? Bishogeg, you were motzi hektish l'chulin. Therefore, you were motzi hektish l'chulin, you're chayiv a karban. B'mezid, you weren't motzi hektish l'chulin. So you're chayiv a different punishment, but not this punishment. Because this is the punishment for being motzi hektish l'chulin. And likewise, kachik halal kachik kachim, kachik kachim, you were motzi l'chulin. And therefore, you're chayiv a karban. Kachik kalim, you weren't motzi l'chulin. And therefore, you are not chayiv a karban. So what you basically have to say is that the chilul is what makes you chayav. And then, what do you have to add? This is, I don't think it's a simple shot, but this is what we're looking to get to. The Rambam, the Perush Mishnayos, and the Hakdamah D'Kadshim, you know the Rambam, Perush Mishnayos, he has the Hakdamah D'Kadshim and Hakdamah D'Taros. Right, in the beginning of Seder Kadshim, Seder Taros, right, he knows, he's not one of these ivory tower Rosh Yeshivas, he's a very realistic person who knows that not everyone is familiar with basic concepts in Kadshim and Taros, and especially Rambam's Hakdamah D'Taros is like, every Yeshiva Bachar, unless you already know Taros pretty well, should read the Rambam's Hakdamah D'Taros, because it'll give you B'kias in a nice organized structure and a lot of things you don't know. But in the beginning of Kadshim, he also has Hakdamah, and he says that his Lashon, I brought it here someplace, it was on Rav Aaron's Makorah sheet. Yeah. What does he say? Look at the Lashon. Im ha yamezit eino chayiv karban ila. Lefi she'ena hektish meschal ol b'mezit. You're not chayiv a karban in mezit because there's no chilul. He says, it's the chilul that causes the me'ila, not the me'ila that causes the chilul. So this is the Lashon of the Rambam in Perush HaMishnayos. If you take this Lashon seriously, it's Tafach has the same Lashon. If you take this Lashon seriously, he seems to take the other side of the Chakira. However, there's a few dachot. What would be an afkamina? And then I'll tell you. What do you have to explain in this side of the Chakira? So why? Basically, you want to ask, why is there no chilul for mezid? Then it's easy, because there's no. If you take the simple shot, there's no carbon for mezid. There's no carbon. No chilul. Why is there no carbon for mezid? And the whole Torah we know there's no carbon for mezid. Over here, he's saying, no, there's a different reason. The siman is that there's no carbon. The carbon is igloi milsa. Siman is what we call igloi milsa in Yeshivish Lashon. The fact that you're positive carbon is igloi milsa, you weren't mechalalit. But why weren't you mechalalit b'mezid? So, not sure what you have to say. Rav takes a slightly different approach in the Sefer Mamatzia. Maybe you could say something like, E oven lo mehani b'mezid, or a knas of some sort, meaning e oven lo mehani. Right? If you do something against the Torah, it's not going to work, especially if you do b'mezid or maybe a knas. No, but hayu is more so yekodesh. When you b'mezid try to go against the Torah, it doesn't work. I tried to take hektish for myself. If I did b'shogeg, then it works. If I did it b'mezid. Then it is not going to work. Because b'meiz Hashem is going to say, your actions have no effect. And you have to ask, why is there no chilul for kachin kalim, right? That's our gemara. And again, if you take the simple shot, because there's no carbon for kachin kalim, right? Because it's not so bad, right? Or it's not so kaddish. Right? It's not so kaddish. If it's not so kaddish, there's no carbon. When there's no carbon, there's nothing to be poured to the kedusha. But if you take the approach of the pshat of the Rambam Perush Mishnayos, which Rochana tries to rescue in these places, then you have to say, no, the igloi milsa is that there's no carbon. There must be some other reason why there's no chilul. And why? What's the other reason why there's no chilul? So you have to say that, I'm going to have to backtrack for a second. Why should it ever be Yotzei L'chulin if you take this approach and that it's not because of the Chiyuv Me'ilah? So the reason it's ever Yotzei L'chulin is either because it's desecrated or because of Gezel. Right? That depends on the Chakira. If you say Me'ilah in Tam Gezel, why is it Yotzei L'chulin? Because we know Gzela is mostly things L'chulin, right? If there's no chiv hashava, that's the Rava and Sanhedrin I'm based on. Did I mention that last time? No, I mentioned Chazar Shir, right? According to the it seems to be a chlokas Amoraim, But not Rav, I meant Rav, of course. But Rav and Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Beis and Aleph seems to hold that all Gzela really works, except for the Gzeras Chasam Chiv HaShava. If here there's no Gzeras Chasam Chiv HaShava, instead, Karen Chomash HaAsham, what?
Why is it no Gzeras?
Because it says Karen Chomash HaAsham, it doesn't say the Haitian. It doesn't say to give back Asher Gazal, sorry. The Gzeras Chasam Asher Gazal is what keeps Gzela from working. Here there's no Gzeras Chasam Asher Gazal, instead it's Barosho. Barosho means equivalent to mouth. So since the Gzeres has a Barosho instead of Asher Gazal, therefore the Gzela works, or you could say desecrated, if it be didn't, she know your Itzer, then it's Kadosh because it's so holy. Once you use it for yourself, it's ruined. It loses its Kedusha, it loses its luster, it's now defiled. Once it's defiled, it can't be Kadosh anymore. So you have to say that in Kachin Talim, that it's not a real Gzela because either it's not a real gzera because it's, now here I'm getting into a locus panon, whether it's mamu gavoa or not, because it, either you have to say it's not a full gzela, or it's not a big desecration. Either way, it's because it's nitan for achilas hedyon anyway. Right? Basically, what are kachin kalim? Kachin kalim means someone's going to eat them. People eat them. You give Hashem some chelim and dam and you eat it. So since you eat it, therefore, if I'm going to eat it anyway, so if I take it now, it's not such a big gezel. Right? Because I was going to eat it anyway. Or it's not such a big desecration if I eat it now, because I was supposed to eat it anyway. So obviously, it's a small aveira, because I was supposed to give Hashem part of it, or I was supposed to do something to Hashem before I ate it, but it's not such a big desecration, it's such a big gezel, and that's why it's not motzi l'chulim.
In terms of gezel, so I didn't steal as much from Hashem, but I still stole as much.
No, so you have to say it's qualitative, that even, and this is what's going to be a little tricky, even if it's mamon gavoa, see, if it's mamon hedyo, like Rabbi Yossi Gulli, then it's fine, mamon violin, but if it's mamon gavoa, but we don't see the fasting that way, we see the fasting mamon gavoa, then you have to, then it's going to be a little tricky to explain. Happening to mamon gavoa, but not such gezel, unless you want to say something radical, which is that when we say Kajim Kalim Mamon Gavo, we don't mean it literally. We mean, like Rav Chaim says in Hilchos Maaser Shein, that Mamon Gavo just means a restricted Mamon Hedyot. I don't know, that needs, you know. I'll tell you the Nafkamina, that Rav Chanan starts with some other Nafkaminas to get tricky. I'll tell you the Nafkamina Rav Aaron said for this. Maybe the Nafkamina is, what about Ma'al Tipachos Mishavar Kruta, right? Of Shogeg and Kachim Kachim, right? Or Bedek HaBayis, right? Bishogeg, right? Bekachi Kachi, right? So is it Yotzei L'chulin? So if you say it's the key of carbon that makes it Yotzei L'chulin, then you could say that it is not Yotzei L'chulin. If you say that, no, it's Ingoy Milsa, that this kind of Me'ila is Motzei L'chulin, then it probably would be Yotzei L'chulin. That is a potential nafkamina of this chakir, even though, again, one side of this chakir is much stronger and much more pashut. The other side of this chakir is a little more contrived. I admit to, you know, having a bit of a hesitation. But nafkamina might be if you're mal and half a pruta, if you say it's mamish the chiv me'ila that's poda'it, there's no chiv me'ila, so it's still kadosh. If you say no, it's just igloing mos, this is the kind of me'ila that's mostly l'chulin, then even though I didn't do a fruta, but it's the kind of me'ila that's motzi l'chulin. Okay, this gets a little trickier if you look in, but maybe we'll end now, where Rav Chanan does point out that there are things that aren't yotzei l'chulin, like behemah and klisharis. Kedushas haguf is never yotzei l'chulin. And yet, there's a chiyuv me'ila in kedushas haguf anyway. So, you'll have to, that's what he says, so you have to figure out how, according to the second side of the chakira, it's still a little funny. According to the first side of the chakira, yeah, mi'ilas mi'din pidyom, but some things don't have pidyom. Kavaldik. According to the second side of the Chakira, which sounds like in the Ram Pirish Mishnayis, hold on, if you're really only chayiv mi'ila because it was mischalel, why are you ever chayiv mi'ila on Kedushas HaGuf? So basically, you have to say either that it depends, and there are two types of mi'ila, and that's the difference between Hana and Hotzah, which is what he suggests, which is more radical, or maybe there's two types of mi'ila, one for Kedushas HaGuf, one for Kedushas Damim, and that actually might have a mucker in the Gemara Me'ila. And so that's also what, I'll just leave that with the biggest question here is,
you know, the biggest problem here is, what about
thing kedushas aguf? Ein molach amola behem klisharis bovav. What about kedushas aguf, which have be'ilu without yitzia l'chulin? So you have to say that somehow you're going to have to be stuck and say that there are that that's a different kind of me'ila. You're going to have to say that's a different kind of me'ila, and then you're gonna end up getting into it's going to be very hard to avoid some blind alleys, which is another reason that, you know, I'm not so partial to the second side of the Skakira, but that's what you're going to have to say. Okay, so that's a little bit about Mila. I really honestly would have sworn to you, I mean, except for the fact that I'm not to swear, but I definitely would have said to you as a Haggadah's Idus or something, or taking my chance to be Rosh Hashanah or Terechak, that we would get a lot further today. But I think it's important to know a little about Mila, especially if you're learning the second part of Pesachim. So, Mirza Hashem, on Monday, we will deal with the Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim part. And Monday we'll deal with Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim part. Again, I urge you to chazer what we said near the beginning of the year, because I'm not going to repeat it. Maybe we'll focus more focus now on the exact Makar Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim and the Machlokas Rashi and Tosos. I'll ask everyone, Machlokas Rashi and Tosos and Daf Yud Beis. Rashi and Daf Yud Beis is still chazer, a really, really great svara, so maybe someone can come up with one by Monday, because I don't have one. And we'll talk a little about Chatzos Ofer Bala Safik and Ashen Taloi. And then on Thursday, we'll finish up. We didn't finish the discussion of Chatzos Ofer and Ashen Taloi and deal with the last part about Mefarer and Zor Liam. And after that, we'll start Chazara. What? You have to ask Barry Miller.
2 weeks.
Yeah, whatever Barry Miller says.